Hello, my name is Ranesh Senanayake. I'll tell you a bit about me first, and then I will go into my kind of ideas and knowledges and experiences about different areas of personal development. Today I'm going to discuss the importance of goal settings for your life. So, as I said, my name is Ranesh Senanayake, and I was originally from Sri Lanka. I was born in Sri Lanka and then came to United Kingdom when I was 12, and lived there ever since. I had my academic education in IT and a master's in information systems and undergraduate course in computer science. But I later discovered that when I went to a great man to see a great man called Tony Robbins in one of his UPW seminars in London, it was life-changing for me. That was in 2005, and it was life-changing in the sense it opened my eyes to different ways of helping people, which I always knew I had in me as a purpose, but the event brought that to my forefront, and Tony inspired me to learn psychology and also to pursue my passion as a hobby, which I did over the years, and I helped family and friends who to overcome different painful experiences and challenges in their life using psychology techniques like NLP, timeline therapy, and also hypnotherapy. As I'm from a Buddhist background, I also use Buddhist psychology to combine these techniques and to create my own techniques. And that's pretty much me. I want to, because I think my purpose is to remove pain from anyone that comes into my existence who's willing for my help. And I want to heal the world. I want to actually do my bit, do my part to heal the world in this painful kind of experiences that people are going through. And I want to help people to better themselves with the personal development seminars that I've been to, and from my past experiences. I want to share with you today the way to take control of yourself by creating goals in the different areas of your life. You can break your life into primarily five areas of goal settings. So the first one is health, in the area of health. Second is relationship, which covers pretty much all relationships. Third one is finances. Fourth one is spiritual. And fifth one is education. So the idea is you must set goals in all of these areas, and you must balance your time you devote to all of these areas equally or as much as possible. Because the problem is when you spend too much time at the gym, the other areas might be affected. If you don't pay attention to your relationship, then that causes you imbalance in life. It causes you pain. So if you don't educate yourself to create or to to earn more money, or different ways to earn money, and educate yourself in getting good health, educate yourself in how to have amazing relationships, educate yourself on how to develop your spiritual aspect of your life, also educate yourself on different ways of earning money to improve your finances, So education is for life, and we must grow as human beings, otherwise we emotionally dies. So it's important to set goals in your in all of these areas, as I said. So when you set goals, they have to be SMART goals. You have to follow the principles of SMART goals, you know, and they have to be measurable. So you could have a time frame to achieve it. And you have to, every day, you must take an action towards achieving that goal. Whether it's a 1 month goal, 1 week goal, you know, 6 months, 1 year goal, whatever you do daily must contribute towards achieving those goals. And these goals are set by yourself, no one else. So you set the standard for yourself. That's how you grow. That's how you live on your own terms. So if you can, try to set some immediate goals in the areas of health. You know, what areas of health you want to improve, your fitness, because without health, you cannot do anything. If you get sick, you cannot do any of these other things. So it's important to prioritize your goals in the areas of health. And then move on to relationship. What relationship do I need to work on in order to make it, you know, acceptable for me or amazing for me? Is it the relationship with myself, my family members, my partners, my friends? So the relationship that you find are valuable, that you need to work on, you need to focus on those. Set goals in those. Do something towards achieving a better communication with those people that are important to you. That might be a goal. And how are you going to achieve that communication? You know, just give them a phone call and see how they are, and swallow your pride. If it's important to you, you have to swallow your pride and then take the first step. Don't wait for the other person to take the first step. And if it's really valuable relationship, it doesn't matter what pain they throw at you. Your attitude should be the response you receive from them is valuable feedback to you to adjust your approach. So whatever approach you take to create or establish a relationship, watch for the responses from the other person and listen to their feedback. And you must do whatever it takes to get through to them, to create that relationship. That is the kind of attitude you need to have if you really value the relationship and you want to actually establish an amazing relationship. And so when you have that attitude and belief, you can get through anything. Now the other thing is finances. If your finances are not at the level they should be, you know, find out different ways of earning money. You can earn money without, you know, having your own money. There are different ways of earning money. There are, you know, learn about the strategies online. You know, learn about how to set up a business if you want to set up your own business, if you don't want to work for someone else. Most of the billionaires in the world, they started with nothing, but they had an idea, and they found the resources to make that idea work. If you have the attitude that you will never give up, that you will, there's no things as failure, there's only feedback, and you will take those feedback, you will adjust your plan until you achieve your result, that kind of belief will drive you to get the results you want. So set goals and make sure that you contribute daily towards achieving those goals in the area of finances. In the area of spiritual, so spiritual is very important, because even if you have loads of money, if you're not still happy, that means you're not spiritually fulfilled. So learn about meditation. Learn about how to connect with your inner self and the higher consciousness. You know, there are great meditation techniques in the area of Buddhism. And, you know, breathing is one of them. Breathing meditation. So learn about it, maybe go on a retreat, and balance your inner self with the outer world, so that you can develop your spiritual self. So that will definitely fulfill you. And also, meditation doesn't affect any religion. So it is a technique to develop your consciousness, develop your concentration. So you shouldn't be biased with religion for that, in my opinion. And lastly, educate yourself in all of these areas. Education is for life, it helps you to grow. And if you set the goals by yourself in all of these areas, you'll definitely are living the life you deserve, or achieving towards the life you deserve on your own terms, and thereby taking charge of your life. So good luck, my friend. And you can reach me at my email, that is ranishuk@yahoo.co.uk, and that's ranishuk@yahoo.co.uk, and send me your feedback. I love to hear your stories, and you know, we will I'm sure we will connect in one way or the other, and let me know how you go, because people who set goals are far achievers than people who don't set goals. So if you want to live on your own terms, set your own goals, and take an action towards every day to achieve those goals. That should be the principle, foundation of life. And then you don't have time to be angry. You don't have time to be envious of others. You don't have time to be negative, because you're on a mission that's set with your own terms. So good luck, and may you have an amazing future. Thank you for listening.